each week. We begin this morning's call with the head coach at the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A difficult Saturday for you guys, a 45-3 setback at a very strong Toledo squad. Kind of give me your take of the game.
Yeah, obviously a tough environment to play in. It's my first time there, our guys' first time there, so the Glass Bowl is it's a pretty nice home field to play at. You know, I thought we started off the game the right way. I think we went on a 15-play drive on offense, ended with a field goal. We took a bunch of time off the clock, which is what we kind of went in the game needed to do on offense, was extend drives. You know, hung in there first half. You know, I think it was 17-3 still with about 6 minutes, 7 minutes left in the third quarter. You know, but obviously with the offense that they have, you know, they began to strike quickly there in the second half at the end of the third. And, you know, before you know it, they blocked a punt on us. And before you know, you look up and it's 38-3. So, you know, obviously we're not pleased with the way we executed, though we could have executed better on both sides of the ball. Gave up too many big plays on defense against our talented offense. And I think offensively for us, we just got to execute a little bit better. I thought we ran the ball pretty well. I thought we played physical up front. It's just our execution on third down on offense not where it needs to be. So, you know, we got to recharge the batteries here and get ready to go.
As you touched on, a great opening drive. You take that field goal, and then you are not able to get on the board. Dan Collins, who had such a strong game in the opener, 9 of 25 for 65 yards. Was it him being a little off, or was it more a case of their defense?
I think it was a little bit of both. I got to give credit to them. They played great defense. But I think at the end of the day, you know, Danny would probably want some throws back and some reads back. You know, we just got to get better at you know, situational football. You know, third and nine doesn't mean we need to throw it 9 or 10 yards. You know, I think that's something that we just got to continue working on. We did a good job of that against UConn, and now we got a little bit away from it. Some different looks they were giving us. You know, with having a new coordinator there on defense that came from Kent State, so a couple new looks. But, you know, I think just we need to execute better, especially on third down. But I think Dan would like some plays back. He also made some plays. But at the end of the day, obviously the performance wasn't good enough.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for Coach, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Keela.
Mike Lowell, Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
All right, just wondering, you're in the bye week this week, so what's the plan going forward there? What do you hope to do this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, right now I'm going to let the guys come in this morning. Obviously, they were in yesterday, get the training report from our medical staff, and then kind of go from there. You know, at the most, we'd probably practice a couple times. We might shave that back a little bit and just you know, just make sure we're taking advantage of this early bye after the two FBS games. It's probably a blessing in disguise to have it now. Obviously, we would probably rather have it later in the year, but coming off those two games, it probably works for us. So I'll get the report from there, but nothing major this week. Like I said, kind of recharge and do some great stuff in the training room and in the weight room and just be ready to go for next week.
You feel after, you know, the preseason camp and these two games that it's maybe time to just peel back a little bit and let the guys rest up physically and mentally?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, I think we took care of them in camp for the most part, but obviously I think everyone's camp it wears on you, especially mentally, with not being able to go against another team. So, you know, the only negative would be as you start to get in the flow of game week. So I think now having the bye week, we're going to have to get back focused again. But obviously the physical and mental part of it in terms of getting some rest will obviously be a benefit for our team. So I think we're looking forward to it. I think at the same time, though, we need to come up with a good schedule just in terms of, you know, keeping our guys in their preparation mode for the week to come.
One more. And how did you come out of the game health-wise? Joe, it seemed pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was. That was the positive, I guess you could say, after these two games. You know, last year after that Tulane game, we come out kind of beat up and we had a game the next week. So that's obviously the good part of it. You know, obviously we got some guys with a couple, you know, nicks and bruises, but nothing major. And obviously, you know, getting some guys back to get in that game like Demby and those guys came out, healthy. So that's a good sign moving forward.
And if I can ask one more, you guys did run the ball pretty well against them, especially Davis Ray, and it looked like Zaire Williams ran pretty hard. I mean, you had to be pleased to see that.
Yeah, that was obviously coming out of UConn, you know, that we threw it really well. We didn't run it well. So we came to this game. We knew that we had to extend drives and take time off the clock to compete, which we did for about, you know, two quarters and a little bit. So, no, we got back to some, I think, the way we need to win. You know, we got some two-back runs, a lot of power type stuff, which was good to see us run the ball against an opponent like that. We continued. I think we had 42 rushes for about 170. You know, a couple of that came off with a couple of sacks and stuff like that. But, no, I was pleased with the way we ran the ball because I think that's what we're going to need to do in this league to win. We're going to need to play great defense and run the ball, have time of possession in our favor, which I think we had by, you know, 11 minutes this game. And obviously, when you go against an offense that we went against with just the quick strike ability of big plays that they have, I thought the game plan was the right one. It just got away from us a little bit toward the end of the third, and then obviously, you know, going forward in the fourth quarter.
Thanks.
Joe, just sort of building on that a little bit, you touched on the number 42 carries, but you kind of spread those fairly evenly. Talk about the depth that you're starting to build at running back.
Yeah, that's like I said, I thought the running backs, for the most part, probably played the best out of any position group that we had. You know, I felt they just, you know, we got about four guys there that shared the load. You know, plus it was just nice to see each of them have a couple good carries in there. You know, Davis Reyes came in the third. Zaire had a good run on a draw that he made some guys miss. And obviously Nigel Beckford started off the game with our two rushes, so I think it was at least about 30 yards. So, no, it's a good problem to have. Anytime you have those running backs that are going to get beat up during the CAA season going in week to week against the defenses we're going to face, we're going to need, you know, three or four healthy guys to be able to run the ball for us if that's the way we want to win games. So, you know, it's obviously a positive. Now it's our job as coaches to figure out a system where we can, you know, keep everyone happy with the carries. But at the end of the day, I'd be surprised, obviously, if we'd stayed healthy at all four spots throughout the season just because someone's going to get nicked up or banged up. So we're excited about how we ran the ball. But at the same time, I think just execution-wise, we got to get a little bit better.
Again, we're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Touch a little bit on the defense. You mentioned the big plays and pass plays of 85, 64, and 89 yards as you've gone back and had a chance to look at the film, kind of what broke down.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first one was a 3rd and 9. You know, they got us mismatched. The number 4 kid, Corey Jones, who lightning quick, got a mismatch on a linebacker. And we probably want that call back in terms of what we did. But at the end of the day, they beat us one-on-one. The other one, again, was, Najee Good against, probably their best wide receiver, Corey Thompson, just flat-out beat us. We had a chance to make the tackle, which was disappointing after the catch, and we just didn't do it. And then, obviously, the last one was toward the end of the third, I believe. Manny Patterson, our true freshman, up against their wideout, and I thought Manny played a great game. I really did. This was the one play. You know, I think he had three or four pass breakups against top competition that we're probably going to see, but this one got away from him. It was just a one-on-one matchup on a third down, and the style of defense we play, we understand that we're going to we play a style that allows us to be in a lot of one-on-one situations in the secondary. So there's going to be a lot of games where we're going to have to make plays. And I thought we made some of them, but obviously we didn't make as many as we wanted. But moving forward, we're not going to change that philosophy. That's kind of who we are, and we just got to get better at those one-on-one situations.
Obviously, it's difficult playing, opening with back-to-back FBS games on the road. And you said you've been able to get through them pretty healthily. But as you go into this bye week, what's the biggest benefit? What have you learned about your team? Obviously, you had shots to beat UConn and played extremely well there, and as you mentioned, right in the game on Saturday for a couple of quarters. So what did you learn from your team that you think will help you prepare for CAA play?
Yeah, I think the biggest part was just the environments we were able to play in. I think as a young team that we are in our first kind of, resume builder, I guess you would say, for 2016, we got to play in some environments that will equal or match what we're going to have to do in the CAA, especially on the road. So I think our team understands how hard it is, or we're starting to understand, I should say, because we don't understand yet, how hard it is to win. especially in this league. That's the message we've really been trying to hit on, you know, obviously since I've taken over here and been able to be the head coach, is just how hard it is to win football games, especially in the CAA. So we've learned some good lessons about being close like UConn, and then we've learned some humbling lessons about when you're close and you don't execute, you can get blown out of the water. So, you know, I think both sides of it, both games were a lot of teachable lessons from it. We want to play better. We know that. But I think the biggest message is that we can compete in some hostile environments. And, you know, we got to change the culture. You know, this team has lost six straight games going into last year. You know, kind of that losing culture is just lingering around here, and we got to get rid of that. And we're asking the guys to truly buy into something that they're not seeing results for yet. But I think they are. I think the kids are on board. I think the coaches are. And we just got to hopefully eventually get this win, and then hopefully that'll ride us through for the future.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck with the bye week and a little bit of downtime, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day. All right.